When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. I've seen a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Welcome back
to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. I am the great and powerful Mr. E.
And I'm Jay Clone 63. And you know what you sounded like?
Huh?
A monster.
Bum, 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 bum. Coming back from Monster Fest, the Monster Fest review.
Wow.
Plus National Bowling review.
Yeah. Yeah. National Bowling Tournament review. Well, yeah. Sure, they'd love to hear that.
Don't worry, guys. This episode is just going to be annoying chit chatter.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what I seen on a Spotify comment.
That's what they called us?
Yeah.
Annoying
Too much annoying chit chatter.
Oh, all right.
I don't know why you listen to a podcast if you don't want to hear people talking.
Well, you know. Some of those...
silent podcasts?
Yeah. They're pretty nice.
There you go. In Braille. It's in Braille. No, let's get down to it. Monster Fest. Put on by Small Town Monsters, Monster Fest 2. The event was absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah? I wasn't there.
That's why it was absolutely phenomenal.
Hey!
No, a lot of people missed you.
Well, that's why I had such a great time last year.
Was I wasn't there? Yeah.
Just didn't.
Oh, no.
Scary.
Yeah. You hear Atlas in the other room. No, it was tons of fun. The only complaints I have has nothing to do with Small Town Monsters Fest.
Yeah?
Is the hotel.
Oh, no.
Well,
the
yeah.
venue?
The venue.
The hosting venue.
Who, yeah, did some shady things. But let's talk, I guess, do you want me to do the bad or the good first? The event itself is fantastic. Anybody that wants to come next year, I highly suggest it. Seth Breedlove and the Small Town Monster crew, they do awesome documentaries, they do awesome events.
Yeah.
Like, the whole feel of the festival was really fun. You know, when we do these ones, we like to do the fun ones. And, like, the whole time you're there from when I got there on Friday in the afternoon to when I left on Sunday was a happy feeling, you know. They do a really, really good job.
Yeah.
I don't know how much tickets were, but it's worth it.
I was there last year, and I say the same exact thing.
Yeah. The speakers they got are all fun, cool speakers from all around, like, doing their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of them are from their documentaries or friends they've made. You know, they've been doing this for a while.
Right, yeah.
It's right downtown. Like, literally, I passed the Charles Mill Monster location and the Minerva Monster location.
On the way there?
Yeah, within the last 20 minutes of the drive.
Right, yeah.
Which is, you know, neat Ohio folklore and
right.
sightings and
it's
stuff
on the map
like
behind
that.
You.
It is, yeah. So, it was a lot of fun. Met Ron and his family. That was awesome. They were first ones there. They brought me some 3D printed Bigfoots. I have yours in the other room.
Ron...
No, it's just a listener.
Oh, okay.
Bought tickets.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh, awesome. No way.
Yeah. Bought tickets to our event coming up.
Okay.
But he's a longtime listener, said so much nice things about the show.
Yeah.
A bunch of other listeners. Some returners, like, you know, Peyton and her husband were there.
Right,
and
yep.
Connor and Alex and Paul, the famous Paul at T Costco.
Yep, can't forget Paul. Paul got me a hat. You brought it back for me.
Yes. A couple of the other, there was other podcasts there, but a couple of the vendors, the one guy, I'm drawing a blank. I'll look at the vendor map and figure out his name. A big guy came up and he's like, I loved your guys' episode on the confessionals. And was just said some nice things about our show and stuff like that.
Our Christmas one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Just he's like, yeah, you guys do a great job and all. You know, it was nice. It was a lot of, you know, mix of older listeners and newer listeners. And,
yeah.
You know, a lot of fun. Sold the show a lot. Probably the last hour and a half, I didn't promote the show at all. I was just burnt out.
Right. I'd been there.
Yeah. And I was like, just walked around. I made Paul sit at our booth the whole time.
Good. he needs to sit sometimes.
It was so much fun. I didn't get to see any of the speakers because I was by myself. So, you know, it's hard get away.
Oh, yeah.
Especially because I went on stage with Jeremiah.
Oh, how'd that go?
It was so much fun. Jeremiah, Bigfoot Society. Everybody check him out. Thank you so much, Jeremiah. I know you listen to our show, you know, intermediately and stuff. Because it's hard when you podcast to listen to other podcasts.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But Jeremiah promotes us all the time. So there you go. Check out the Bigfoot Society podcast. Jeremiah is a lot of fun. But he brought me on stage. I was his quote-unquote guest to be interviewed. And we talked about everything from Bigfoot to hyenas to, I'm trying to think, just whales.
Did you get to manatees?
We didn't ever get to manatees, thank goodness, because I don't think the crowd could have handled that.
Oh, okay. They weren't.
Because there was a big group of awesome people came up afterwards, like loved what you said and had questions. I don't think I would have had enough time in the day to do the manatee bit.
Gotcha.
Like, it just was... It's a Bigfoot-oriented crowd.
You would have said, had to end it with, you're going to have to come back next year.
I'm going to do that at our event, our Hocking Hills Bigfoot Festival when we're on stage.
You're going to end it with?
Bigfoot's a manatee.
And then just leave it at that?
No.
Oh, okay.
They'd eat us alive.
You have to come back next year.
Yeah.
Or the answers will be at the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree October 5th.
I think we get booed off stage if I ended just saying Bigfoot's a manatee without explaining it. You know, without going into the joke.
Well, I'll do some kind of funny dance or something that win them back.
I'm doing a little dance.
And we'll win the crowd back.
So, yeah, it was great. I'm trying to, you know, a lot of previous vendors we've got to hang out with. And, you know, from Collins got me.
Star Cruiser Studios.
Got me the new Ohio map that...
Oh, that's awesome.
I gave him a big list of Ohio cryptids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I yelled at him a little bit. Because I said the one he had to put on there, he didn't put on.
What's he thinking?
I know. It was Ohio horn serpents.
Oh, he needs yelled at.
He ran out of room, though. The map's wicked. Like, it's really cool.
Yeah.
But he didn't put Ohio horn serpents on it.
Shame.
So I think he's going to do...
He should do one just of that one.
He's going to.
Okay.
And I think we have maybe a t-shirt in our shop eventually.
Ooh. Okay, that sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah. And then... He talked about another thing I just now remembered. He talked about another thing that me and you have to talk about after.
Okay.
It sounds really, really cool.
Oh, you're not talking about it now?
No.
Better write it down.
Okay.
Because I know you're going to forget. And because if you don't remember, I won't.
Yeah. We're both forgetful.
Very.
No, but Michael Thompson graciously let me split a hotel room with him because it was booked. I wasn't sure I was going to be able to go with the babies and everything.
Right, yeah.
You know? So I never booked a hotel for it. But Michael, you know, let me share the room with him. Apologize to you, Michael, for all that. Even though I did thought I was bleeding to death and it was his fault.
What'd he do?
I'll tell that story. But no, that's a really quick monster review. It's just a lot of fun,
yeah.
Right? They put on a good show.
Uh-huh.
They're good people. The whole Small Town Monsters crew is good people. Seth Breedlove. I've never really got to sit down and talk to him.
Right.
Because every time I see him is at a conference or he's very popular or he's running it.
Exactly.
Like this one, I did come up to him and I finally got to say, you know, I'm Justin, blah, blah, blah. And good job. This is awesome. We can't wait for next year. And he's like, thank you and all that, you know, looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
He's a super nice guy. He's always very popular.
Yeah, right.
So.
You even got unbeknownst to you, you got to
hung out with his dad.
His dad, yeah.
His dad's awesome. He's a Vietnam vet, and I thanked him for his service before I knew it was his dad, you know, just because the Vietnam vets got spit on when they came back.
Yeah.
So I always try to make it a point to go and shake a hand and say thank you for what you did. And then being his dad, I didn't know it was his dad.
Right, yeah.
I just talked to him for like 20 minutes, and then he's like, yeah, Seth's my son.
Seth
knew. I didn't know that. Yeah, I did say that. But no, it was a lot of fun. The vendors were great. I think everybody had pretty nice sales.
Okay.
You know, as far as vendors that sell stuff.
They're sales.
Yeah, sales. Gotcha.
There you go.
I can't talk today.
I was thinking, like, maybe their booth setup was real nice.
There were some really nice booths, yeah.
They had some nice sales.
The guy next, or I have to look it up. I'm so mad I did not buy one. The guy that said he listened to us on the confessionals and he listens to our show.
Yeah.
Hey, if you were next to us, like you were the one event over, I want one of those. He had Gigantopithecus skulls.
Oh.
Like they were all one solid piece kind of deal. Yeah, but they were cool enough. I want one. I was going to buy one and it got way too busy and it got hot.
Yeah.
So I just
forgot. You off your element.
Because I seen Shane got one and I'm like, I wanted the big one.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, get a hold of me. I want to buy one of those. So that's the good. The bad has nothing to do with Small Town Monsters.
So Small Town Monsters, how many stars out of 7 would you get it?
7.
There you 8. Go.
I don't. It was great. It was especially the Ohio people. I know, and it's it was a fun time.
Yeah,
it was a ball. I thoroughly enjoyed it. If you were there to go listen and watch stuff, like there was tons.
Mm-hmm.
So there was live podcasts. That's the only thing I ever heard anybody complain about. But there's nothing they could do to fix this. It's just live podcasts going on the whole time, the whole day, as well as speakers.
Okay.
You pick and choose what you want to go listen to.
Right.
So people are like, well, I want to listen to both. Well, then it'd have to be a 3-day event.
Right, yeah.
You know, and it's already a lot of work.
You can't always get what you want.
But yeah, so that's the only complaint I ever heard, and it wasn't a complaint that, like, a real complaint, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not a complaint, there's a lot to listen and watch.
Exactly. The complaint was there's too much good stuff going on.
But they had like the Wild and Weird West Virginia guys come in and I didn't get to talk to them at all. And we talked to them at these things and they're so nice guys. But they did an equipment expo.
Mm.
So they broke down like a lot of the paranormal and cryptozoological equipment they use.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
It was Jake went. Jake said it was awesome to sit down and have somebody explain how this stuff works.
Right, yeah.
And I like those kind of things I always enjoy about conferences when it's physical.
Right. Or
like more interactive.
Interactive, that's the word. Hands on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was great.
They did that like as their...
As a speaking thing.
For the podcast side of it?
For the...
Well, okay, that's great. That's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's great.
Jake said it was great. I didn't get to go, but you know.
The idea of it sounds... Like
and they had all kinds of cool equipment. I mean, they took 3 trips to get it all downstairs.
Oh, I bet.
But they had it all set up on the table so you could come and talk to them after, too.
Right, yeah.
And ask questions, because Jake bought the same spectral analyzer as them.
Nice.
So it was cool if you buy that high-end equipment to have somebody kind of talk you through how it works.
Yeah.
For this stuff.
Absolutely.
Like, you can buy a Geiger counter, you make a Geiger counter. But if you don't understand what the numbers mean, like what background radiation and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't mean anything.
Exactly.
You know? But no, it was a great event. The negative was just the hotel.
Okay, what?
The hotel, so...
Share. Do tell.
The hotel... The first thing... I was mad at you for this.
How was I supposed to remember this?
Because it was... I'll never forget it.
I don't...
Brought the bus. Do you understand? Like, the last minute, I was like, I'll just take the car.
Yeah, good call.
It was a 7-foot limit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to park anywhere in Canton. Well, or I'd have to park in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And I wouldn't have had a bus when I came back.
In the ghetto.
No,
There is Mr. E one night, and he lost his keys, and he got in a fight in the ghetto.
There you go. There's the Crimson Cord country song. Michael came down and showed me where it was. It's $15 a night. You had to park in a parking garage.
Oh, my gosh.
It's $15 a night, or like $8 an hour.
Let me guess. You were an angry man that day.
And then what... I'm fine with a parking garage, right? But normally when you do a parking garage, you pay for it, right, obviously?
Yeah.
I was paying $15 a night. Normally there's a parking garage attendant.
To watch over.
Yeah.
And I will say, last year, it was not that much. I remember it was...
I think there was tomfoolery going on.
Honor, because I don't remember parking... Like, I remember paying for it, but not being a problem. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. No, and that's... I think it was the cost... Like,
yeah.
It was $35 with the tax.
So...
To pay for 2 nights to park.
See, now, if it was that, I probably would have mentioned, remembered to mention
something.
If it
was like $4 a night,
yeah,
$5 a
night. Which I think it was last year.
So $10 for the weekend, $12.
Yeah,
it
didn't matter.
That's like, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's a more affordable number.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no parking attendant. Anybody can walk in off the street and get into your car still.
Yeah. Hmm. Fun with hundreds of thousands of people there that weekend. I'm sure that crowd was packed.
Yeah.
Gills. Yeah.
Anybody can walk in. Like, there's no parking attendant guy. Mm-hmm. So you had to pay with an app. And what they do is a tow company comes through and just harvests all the cars that aren't on the app.
Wow.
So it only makes money. It doesn't protect you.
Yeah.
Like, normally when you do a parking garage, there's protection, right?
Yeah,
you got a
yeah.
guy down there
mm-hmm.
that's only letting people in that have this, like, the slips or, you know, whatever.
You feel safe having your car in there at least,
yeah.
like leaving it.
Yeah. No.
So it's just a big vacant building that you need an app to stay in there.
Yeah, but you could just drive in there and drive around and go do stuff. There was kids in there, like, playing around and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Nothing, as far as I know, nothing happened. But, like, they just have tow trucks come through, and they have a little app scanner, and if you're not on their app, they'll harvest your car.
This is, like, the new world
Once
order.
Once again,
like,
I want to make that very clear. Nothing to do with Monster Fest.
Not at all.
The building was being shady.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And it was on an app, so it could have been jacked up for that weekend, which I very much think it was.
If it's $15 a night, absolutely it was.
It's Canton. It's not Washington, D.C. It's
I'm telling you, it was not that number last year. I can 100% guarantee that.
Because the Canton strip is kind of nice now. Like, they've worked, the city's worked really hard to make it, you know, but it's not $15 a parking nice.
No. We're still in Ohio.
Yeah. I mean, maybe some parts of Cleveland would be about it.
Maybe.
But you're parking on the strip.
But you probably need a key card to get into that area of the city anyways. Yeah.
Yeah. So, get in, and then there's a tube to go to the building.
Okay, well, let me explain that better.
I'll explain it. They built a greenhouse in the sky to go in from the parking garage to the hotel to cross the street.
All right, it's a crosswalk, you know, the up above, connecting the buildings.
Yes.
Because the parking garage is across the street from the hotel.
Which you did not need your key card to break in.
No.
To get into the hotel on the third floor.
Correct, no.
You can break right into the hotel from the parking garage that's not guarded.
Right. It's wide open, yeah.
So if you want to break into the hotel and not be seen on any camera, you go up the parking garage, go through this greenhouse, and then you're in the hotel.
And the greenhouse was about how many degrees?
Okay, so it was like 70 degrees outside when I was in it the first time.
Okay. Outside.
Outside. I bet it was 115, 120 inside.
And the only...
When I used to work in the cookie factory,
yeah,
it felt like, you know, I walked by the big ovens. The ovens are about 100 feet
oh,
long.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd walk by these big ovens, and that's what it felt like.
Yeah, that heat just...
Like that burn heat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it was 100 degrees last, like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
This would kill somebody.
Yeah.
Like an elderly person or a baby.
Because it's not somebody a short tube.
No, it's a long walk.
It's not short.
It's not like a mile.
No.
But it's not a. It's not,
it's
like
not straight across
10 feet.
The street. It's not. It's like
a
at an angle.
Y. Like you got to. Yeah. Yeah. You got to go down the street and oh, it's weird.
Over. Yeah. Because it's the parking garage is like catty corner to the hotel.
Like this is going to hurt somebody.
Yeah. It could.
Like if you're elderly or a baby.
Yeah.
Like if I had to take one of the babies through there, I would have gone on the street and gone out. Like it hurt my face to be in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And apparently, I found out some info that they share it with the Huntington Bank headquarters there. And apparently, they're both fighting over, like, who has to pay to have it fixed.
Yeah.
So it's, a.k.a. never going to get fixed.
No. Hey, this, I don't know.
You get into the hotel. It has a weird smell. Not a bad smell, but you know when a place has a smell?
Yeah.
And you're like,
it's just like, hmm.
Something happened here.
Yeah. Something's off.
The hotel rooms had no microwaves. There was one microwave in the entire hotel for you to use. I want to make that clear. One microwave, entire hotel.
Hotel's small though, right?
Massive.
How many floors?
I think it's 9.
That's pretty big for
an Ohio hotel.
Absolutely.
And the pool's on the second floor.
Huh.
Asinine.
Ooh.
Do you know how dangerous it is to have hundreds of thousands of gallons or hundreds of thousands of pounds of water on the second story of a building?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
It's not.
I thought it was in the basement.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's on the second story. Like, huh?
Maybe there's nothing under it on the first floor.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's how there's just void space. So when it falls, it just...
I mean, maybe
anyways,
it's all concrete. It's a really
big concrete
deep pool.
Pillar.
It's a really deep
pool. Really deep pool. 30, 40 feet deep. No, so get there. No, because... Michael's mom brought all this amazing food that, you know, it just, microwave, right?
Right.
Nothing. So
where was the only microwave?
It's in their little buying a kitchen thing, like where you had to go buy their food.
Like where you go get breakfast?
No.
Oh.
Like they had this weird little catty corner shop that had like pre-made salads and that kind of stuff in it.
Oh, yes.
So I went down there the next morning to buy a coffee. And I'm like, I'm hungover. I need a coffee. I'm like, it's Starbucks, like the little ones I used to buy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, they're only like $2. So I'm going to pay like $6 for it. I'm fine with that. Whatever. I get down there and there's no prices on anything. And then as I'm walking out with it to go pay at the register, I see the little, it's color coded stickers.
Mm.
I didn't put it right back. I didn't see what color sticker I was on the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Because the cheapest sticker on the color coding was $10.
Oh my gosh.
But keep in mind, there's candy bars and stuff in there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Well, like, no.
Yeah.
The breakfast was expensive. Everybody complained about that. It was like a little bit. It's basically a normal, like the continental breakfast you get at a hotel, but it was like $14 a plate or something stupid.
Jeez.
Yeah.
We did. I had breakfast last year with Michael.
And so the bar.
It was not that expensive. It was,
a lot of people said that. Is I think the hotel restaurant tried to really jack up the prices.
That weekend.
So we get there at the bar on Friday to have the hangout with the listeners and everybody.
You mean jack it up like a quarter, two quarters?
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Oh.
So I ask for a drink menu. Oren, Jenny, love those guys to death. They bought all my stuff on Friday night, and I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Blame the hotel.
So I'm asking, like, because I'm on a budget, right? You know, I'm budgeting for this weekend.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, how much is... There's no menu. Like, there's no drink menu. They would not give you a drink menu. I asked several times.
They had one last year.
Yeah. Well, they did on Saturday. They had four drinks that were special drinks for Monster Fest. The cheapest thing on there was $12, and it was a beer and a cup that lit up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It was a UFO beer or whatever.
Wow.
You know? So I'm like, I want to...
Did you get to keep the cup?
Yeah, but you couldn't turn off... No, it was like a plastic... Solo cup.
Oh.
They had the throwaway lights in the bottom.
Oh.
It wasn't like a cool like cup. Souvenir.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's lame.
So, I know, I'm complaining a lot. MonsterFest was great.
That's all right.
I just want to make it very clear that this has nothing to do with MonsterFest.
Right.
The event was absolutely killer.
Well, what was the name of that hotel? I mean, if we're just, let's just really...
I don't think we should probably say it. It was the hotel MonsterFest was at.
Okay, there you go. Fair enough.
No. So... I found out, so Oren, I was asking how much stuff was, and this lady, the waitress, was horrible. She wouldn't tell us, like, she was being like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like, well,
to be fair to her, she probably doesn't know, because they changed every single price that she was used to.
Yeah, but she was kind of...
Just being rude about it, yeah.
Because we had problems with her later on in the night, and she yelled at us and stuff like that about stupid things. So Oren's like, well, I just got you, Jess. I'm like, I'll take care of you for tonight, you know? It's my treat. I'm like, okay, thank you, bud. So I probably had 10, 11 Angry Orchards. But we were there from 6 to 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's a long time.
So, you know, I wasn't like I was pounding them. You know, I probably had two or three an hour.
Sipping all night long, yeah.
They were $9.50 a beer.
My gosh. Yeah, that's like beyond inflation spike.
So I found out the next night, I asked the manager... I was like, I want a drink menu. Show me a drink menu. And they finally pulled one out of somewhere.
Yeah.
And like shots of Crown Apple were like $14, $15.
Oh my gosh.
CC Canadian Club was $12 a shot, which is the whole bottle is $15.
Yeah. Hand over fist they're making.
They had a special food menu. They took on, oh, I forgot that part. They took down all of their prices the week before online.
So they knew what they were doing.
Yeah. Yeah, they were jacking stuff up.
It was a planned, coordinated attack.
Yeah,
on their customers.
Mm-hmm. Then I got sick, which I can't prove it was anything to do with them. But I went and talked to them about it, and they brushed me off, and that made me mad.
Because
I got super sick. I had to leave. Anybody that goes to these events knows I'll hang out till 1, 2 in the morning. I don't care. I like having fun. Especially these things. It's the only time I get to talk to you guys.
Right. And about this stuff. Like,
yeah.
Really about this stuff.
So I left at 8 o'clock. Dogman Martin was there. And, like, I was talking to all the, you know, I left at 8 o'clock because I got really, really sick after I ate the fish and chips.
Yeah.
Like, there was only two things on this, like, 12-item menu I could eat with my allergies.
Yeah.
I got super sick and, you know, just had all kinds of problems. So I go down the next morning and I'm like, you guys made me sick with the food and blah, blah, blah. And they just would not accept it. Like, they would not, like, no, that wasn't us.
Yeah.
Like, no, nobody else got sick. No, no. Like, all right. I had one drink that night. I was being very sick upstairs. Like, I'm not, like, whatever.
Maybe someone roofied you.
Yeah, I'd have noticed. I wouldn't, yeah. No, it was, it just was, it was the food. It was the food. Whether I had an allergic reaction or it was bad, I don't know.
Yeah.
But still, fish is supposed to be, you know, it's supposed to be cooked in its own fryer.
Right.
So they either broke the law there or made, like, with cross-contamination.
Right, yeah.
Or the fish was bad.
All right.
One of those three, yeah. It was one of those two.
Yeah.
So I don't know. The hotel just did shady stuff. All the water went out on Sunday. So Michael got a big discount on the room.
What do you mean it went out?
No hot water.
Wow. No hot water. Wonderful. Speaking of hot water, what else happened you told me earlier?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
It got so hot in the room.
Uh-huh.
Like, they wouldn't turn on the AC. The hotel wouldn't.
You mean, what do you mean the room? Not your room.
No, the conference room.
There you go.
Got so hot. It was, like, making me sick, like, nauseous from being in the heat.
And then
bathroom, yeah, was like a reptile house. I'm not joking. It was so humid that literally water was dripping. Condensation was dripping off the mirrors, off the toilets, off the urinals. The water fountain broke because it was getting so wet on the outside.
Yeah. Man. And they didn't turn on
the AC. The nice thing the hotel did is they had, like, a big water stations everywhere.
Yeah.
The AC would have been nice, too. I would have taken the AC, I think.
Any fans present?
I mean, maybe. It was a giant conference room. You know what I mean?
You think if they didn't have AC, they would have had a backup. You got to move air.
But once again, all those complaints didn't exist the year before.
No. Yeah.
So it was definitely the hotel tried to cash in this year.
For sure. And
I think that the Small Town Monster Cruise definitely knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming they'll deal with that.
Yeah. I mean, if I were them, I would 100% consider a new venue or, you know, at least talking to them, like, and saying, like, if this does not change,
I don't know
if
it's a new management thing. Because we talked about the hotels that we've gone to these conferences year after year. Right. 1 year will just dramatically be horrible because it's like, oh, it got bought by somebody else.
I don't have to imagine it was, because last year it was not like
that's
that.
That's what
at
everybody
all.
Said. Yeah. Everybody, you know. But
not at all.
But I want to make it very clear, it's nothing to do with Monster Fest.
Mm-mm.
The event was wicked. It was awesome.
Yes. And I would vouch for that last year, 100%. One of my favorite conferences I went to last year, just
and if you're
the
just,
energy.
If you're just going, it's one of the best. Like, it's so much fun.
It's high
just
energy. Go. It's fun.
If you like the Small Town Monsters crew, if you like their stuff they put out, which most people listening probably do, go and have fun. As a person that had to, you know, I was there all weekend. It was just the hotel was
dropped the ball.
Yeah. Like, Connor and Alex, they stayed at a different hotel, had none of those problems.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean,
how was National Bowling?
Oh, so I was at the National Bowling Tournament. I've gone every year since 2019 consecutively. So, excluding 2020, because I didn't have the National Bowling Tournament. So,
why?
You know why.
Oh, okay.
Because psychos took over. Never mind.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points.
so you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
But yeah, I bowled this year with my friend Robert, who's, you know, on our Facebook from time to time, popping in on Cryptids and Coffee. He's been my bowling partner for, I think, ever since I started doing nationals, I think. And so I met up with him in Las Vegas. We bowled decent in our doubles together. You know, I didn't bowl my best, but I don't think I bowled my worst. So, you know, I had fun. It was a good time. So we'll find out when the tournament ends. I believe by the end of July, we'll find out where our scores landed and if we got any money back. But so I'm hoping something for our doubles, maybe. That's the only thing I'm holding out hope for. But I also picked up a brand new bowling ball there, a vintage one from 1980.
How many bowling balls do you have in your collection?
In mine?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, you got to understand though. I've been bowling for,
I'm just curious.
I'm just putting in context. I've been bowling for since like 2006, like, you know, pretty regularly, 2007, maybe probably when I started league bowling. And I'm a hoarder. I've only given one of my bowling balls ever away. So I got a lot.
I've stolen one from you.
I've accumulated, no, yeah, not for me. Mm-hmm. I know all my stuff. I have probably about 10 or 11, but I've only ever bought one new. I like the old vintage stuff. Like the one I bought to Nationals past 3 years has been a ball from 1977, Earl Anthony Magnum 6. And I bowled some of my best games with it. I even bowled a 300 with it this year. I was pretty proud of myself for that. But bowling national tournament was fun.
Did you
fun.
Get 2 300s this year?
I did, but only one with that ball.
Oh, okay.
And then funny thing, though, the local college here in town, they started a bowling team last year, and they practice at the bowling alley here in town. And the head coach from that team, Coach Robinson, just so happened, coincidentally, bowled in Nationals in Las Vegas 2 days before I got out there to bowl. And I did not know this. And so when I was finished bowling, I shot him a text just letting him know, hey, like, and I wanted to show off that bowling ball I got too. And he thought it was pretty cool. And he said, oh, you're in Vegas at Nationals. I said, yeah. And he said, did you see what that thing I did? And I was like, huh? Like, I had no idea what he was talking about. Turns out, he is the current, as of recording right now, he is the current leader of the Nationals All Events Tournament. He has the highest scores out of everybody in the country as of right now, with just this month left to go. So a very impressive.
So
round of applause. Can you do the clap?
Yeah, give me a second. I need more.
No, you're fine. They don't know. They can't hear. So he was first in Nationals. Shout out to Coach Robinson. Congratulations. It's a hometown
quiet
bowler.
Down, everybody.
Come on, guys. That's enough. You know, I like to say.
It's just bowling.
Whoa. You slow down now. You know, I like to think I had a good part in that, you know, with guidance and, you know, my wisdom being there while he coaches his college team. And I hit.
Sitting in the back room fixing the bowling machines.
Yes, whenever they need something fixed. So, yes, I feel like I played a part in this.
But a lot of fun?
A lot of fun. Yep. Looking forward to it next year. And next year it's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Ooh.
Baton Rouge. Never been.
I've never been to Baton Rouge. Oh, have I? No, I've been to Baton Rouge. I love Louisiana.
Yeah, you want to go to Nationals next year?
Depends on the weekend.
First weekend of June. Something like that.
It's the first weekend next year?
It was supposed to be that this year, but the Nationals bumped our squad. Okay, get this. Here's my grievance. You had one, now I've got one. So normally the group I go with is from Arizona, and they bring probably the third largest group to Nationals. And by group, you have your teams, individual teams of five people, and they bring the most teams of five people. And they're all from Arizona. They're great, amazing people. They're just like our bowling alley here in Ohio. It's same people, just in Arizona. It's awesome. So I fit right in with them. But they bring 28 squads, which is the third biggest squad out of any of them that come to National. I think it's the third. So we had our block set. They have their block set pretty much every year for Nationals, you know? And you don't think you'd bump a 28-team squad, you know? But they ended up bumping us to this weekend that we just bowled, a week behind, because they had two squads of six show up that wanted that spot. And they bumped our 28 for two squads of six. Isn't that ridiculous?
Did you beat somebody up over it or what?
They should have, because the poor people that ran our squad had to scramble. They were there in Vegas, you know, to have fun, bowl at Nationals. They were stuck in the thing.
They bumped them when they were there?
They bumped us. No, they bumped us a couple months before, I think, or a few months before.
But you guys already had your hotel and everything booked.
Maybe it was before that. Either way, they bumped them from their normal time that they have year after year after year after year. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They bumped them after.
Were these some high dollar figures or something like that?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Well, you know, that's the point.
I mean, maybe, but they bumped us. And then
DW should do an episode about
it. Oh, we should. We should dig into it. I can find out. I can find out, and I'll give all the info to those guys. They'll relay it. But they bumped us. So they were scrambling to fix all of our score. The scores were all messed up. All that information. You know, it's a national tournament. Everything has to be perfect. All the I's had to be dotted, T's crossed. And so a lot of people in our squad had trouble. They had to go through, refill out their forms and everything. It was a scrambling mess. But
I do remember you having this problem.
Did I tell you about it?
Yeah, when it was happening.
Yeah, it was a mess.
It changed a lot because you were going to come to Monster Fest.
Yeah, I was going to. Yeah. Yeah. Everything moved.
Because I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to
mm-hmm.
with all the stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I think that happened in March.
So, yeah, it was later. So I'm going to have to,
or later
is when we, because normally they schedule it the year before.
Right, no, it's
so it's long, later it's in the year.
Yeah, because getting a hotel in Las Vegas, you know.
So shame on you, USBC. Shame. It's
funny how you're not invited back next year.
To what?
After you just hosed him on a national show.
Well, you know what? You mess with the bowl, you get the horns.
And then, I guess it's better for me because then you don't get to go to national bowling.
Hey, I got a streak going. I get a reward after 25 years.
It's not worth it. That's like those factory jobs that trick you and give you a gold watch at the end of 30 years of service.
I mean, you get a plaque. I saw a guy get it when I was there this year.
And I just was your 30 years of working in that factory worth that $200 gold watch?
Yes.
No.
No, it's not ever.
And that's why people snap after that. Because it's like, I worked here for 30 years and all I got was a watch.
Yeah, it's like that t-shirt.
Start twitching.
Right, yeah.
And then tell everybody I have to
come. That's when you find out physical things, possessions mean nothing. The true values in life.
Your time.
Come from your time and your interactions with others. Sharing emotions.
I think that's a good way to end it.
Me too.
I am the great and powerful mystery.
MJ Clone 63.
We'll catch you next week with more exciting, fun information. Bye!
Hey guys, thank you for listening to Cribs of the Corn Podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the J Clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye!
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.